You're listening to DraftKings Network. You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
God bless football, Billy Gill.
God bless football, Stu Gatz.
We have a big weekend coming up.
We do.
Playoff implications, must wins. Yeah. I mean, this is big Dolphins and Bills. This is big. You have your Dolphin hat on today.
I do.
Yeah.
It's such a comfortable hat. Like, I don't know if we're supposed to give shout outs, but shout out to New Era for sending us these draft hats, like at last year's draft.
Mm-hmm.
So comfortable. Yeah. And here's the thing about this hat. So, like, at the draft, right? They give like the hat and the jersey or whatever to the person when they come out on the stage to do all that. Dolphins didn't even have a number one pick, so they literally, I don't think, gave this hat to anybody. I don't think anyone got this hat.
Really?
Yeah, but you could buy it online because there was one for every team. They sent us some hats. Ooh. Really comfortable hat.
All right.
Anyway.
Chris Sims going to join us.
Yeah.
Austin Eckler going to join us.
Yeah.
Mike Golic going to join us.
Yeah.
And an old friend going to join us, Billy.
Who? Mikey A.
No, Mikey A will be on this episode, of course.
Okay.
Christine Lisi.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
She is a SportsCenter anchor for ESPN on ESPN Radio. She was our SportsCenter anchor for many years, 8 years. And she is the only Bills fan that I know.
Hmm.
So since the Dolphins play the Bills, I asked her to come on and club you over the head.
Okay. Oh, Stu Gatz, also you didn't mention, we have the we have the up-to-date rankings for all of our pickers for this season as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's going to lead to a little bit of controversy, I think. Also, if you're listening to this and you're a fan of Nitro, the American Gladiator, we have him on Stupidity for an extended episode with him where he's going to update us on how he did in his fantasy football playoffs.
It's an odd decision we made to take you and take ourselves through Nitro's first season playing fantasy football, but it has worked out well. Like, people enjoy it. They love Dan Nitro Clark.
I don't know that it's an odd decision. I thought it was a great decision.
Okay, well, it was your decision.
Yeah.
And it was
That'd
a great
fun. Yeah.
It was a good decision.
Yeah.
You know. I questioned it at the beginning, but our audience really enjoys Nitro.
I like him.
So do I.
Anyway. Oh, by the way, if you want to do fantasy this week against us, go to dkng.co/Levitard, $3 buy-in. You can win some money.
All right. On the TV side, we're going to Chris Sims first. Do you know where we're going here on the audio side?
I do. We're going to talk to Mike Golic, and then you're going to surprise Mike Golic and myself with Christine Lisi so that she comes and attacks me.
Spoiler alert!
A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. In fact, you know what? Here's another thing that hasn't changed. It's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate since 1975, and we still haven't settled it. You know, Miller Lite solves so many problems. I'm not a thinking man. I don't want to think. I want to just find a beer that has undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. One that's less filling? One that still has this incredible taste? How can I do this? Oh, I'll just have a Miller Lite. You know why? Because Miller Lite keeps it simple. It's undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. Exactly what I'm looking for. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/GBF. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Lite Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs and premium regular beer.
We have a guest coming on in 10 minutes, a special guest, and it's not for you, Mike Golic, although it is someone that you know, and it is someone that's going to make you smile.
You'll be excited.
You'll be very excited. I'll be excited. Billy will be excited. Mikey A is excited. But this person is coming on. It's one of the few people where upon seeing this person, they make me smile every time. It's like Greg Cody and my dad. Okay.
Okay.
Golic, you're in there too. Okay.
I appreciate that.
Also, a top five update anchor of all time. So this person is going to be joining us coming. Billy knows who it is now, Mikey. He does.
And he knows why, too.
I mean, listen, it is her and the Mick Man, John Minko, WFAN. Those are the best update anchors of all time and maybe the Duke. But this is the only Bills fan we know, and there's a big game coming up this weekend.
I know where we're going. I know her, and I love her. I love her.
I know you do.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to enjoy. Mikey A and I were laughing yesterday, Golic. You can't yell back at this person. You can't. Like, no. You just got to eat it, let her talk shit to you, and just eat it, Billy.
To me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The special guest is for you.
For me?
Wow. Hint, hint, it has to do with Sunday night.
Yeah.
I love her because she's a great person, and she bakes incredible products.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Who's better at baking, her or Jess?
Wow, that is a here. This person will take more chances. Jess makes incredible baked goods. This young lady will take more chances in baking things inside of things and things like that.
I like that. If I've learned anything from watching baking shows, that's how you win the championship. But also how things could go dramatically
wrong
at the worst time.
And it's a high wire act, right? I mean. Mm-hmm. Big time rewards, or you could be big time. You could be going home, and then you're standing there crying as the judges oust you.
Yeah,
so funny. All right, so we have that to look forward to in a few minutes here. But before our special guest joins us to talk Dolphins and Bills, Mike, we're wondering here. I'm wondering at least because you have blasted. You have said the college football playoff. You haven't blasted it. You just said we never get two good semifinal games.
Right.
Rarely get one. We had a year where we got two epic games, just great, great games. And so with that said, are you now more open because of those games to an expanded playoff here?
I've always been open to an expanded playoff. And you're right. The first 8 years, we either had one or both semifinal games be two-score games. Last year, we got 2 one-score games, I believe. And this year, they were fantastic. And I'll still quickly on the side say FSU still got screwed. They still should have been in that. And their defense could have hung with any offense they were playing against in that playoffs. In this case, they would have played against Michigan. I just don't not sure what Florida State's offense would have done. But that being said, they were great games. But I've always wanted the playoff expansion. And I still think it's going to be great. A lot of people think you're going to lose more in the regular season. And some places you will, like the Ohio State-Michigan game. Will have meaning to it, kind of like the game I'm calling Sunday night, Miami and Buffalo, where one winner wins a division, like Ohio State, Michigan, one winner wins a Big Ten, but the loser is still in the 12-team playoff. And here you could have both teams in Miami and Buffalo, the winner win the division and the loser can still be in the playoff. So you still kind of, you have that in the NFL, and now you can have that in college football as well. But the elimination games would happen a little further down the line, anywhere between 8 and 15 of teams trying to get in or teams that could lose and go out. So I'm very happy that they expanded the playoffs.
I guess I'm just having trouble, Mike, and maybe I'm wrong, and I probably am. Eventually it's going to happen. Like a 12 seed or an 11 seed or a 10 seed making it to the championship game, right?
Yeah. It would be difficult, but again, So what it's akin to is a 9-7 Giants team barely getting into the playoffs as a wild card and winning the Super Bowl.
Fair point. Packers, right? Too. Yeah.
I mean, so it can happen. These aren't series. These are one games. And if you can get them to go your way, now, again, it's a few games, but so is going wild card to winning the Super Bowl. So it definitely can happen. You have to have, you know, especially early on, some things go your way, or you just hit your stride at the right point for an injury. I mean, again, I can keep comparing things to Sunday. I mean, Miami's like a mass unit right now of injuries, yes. Right? I mean, so that could happen in the college playoff where you get to the end, you're still at that 13th, 14th game or whatever. You could have a mass unit and that could affect what goes on. So it's certainly not out of the realm. And the thing people, I think, guys, the people have a hard time with is you're probably up to 12 teams. You're probably going to have two lost teams. And we're used to seeing no more than a one loss team and a lot of times an undefeated team playing. In this case, we have two undefeated teams. And a lot of people say if somehow a two loss 11th or 12th seed wins a title, oh, you know, that's not right. They're not really the best team. But that's what we're getting to right now.
Sure.
Get to the dance. And the dance floor has been expanded now to 12. Just get to the dance and anything can happen.
Mike, I would say we have no idea now. For all I know, Georgia could be both teams that are going to play on
Agreed.
Monday night.
That's exactly yes. right. How far down do you go to where you think if the eighth, ninth seed played their best games that they could beat one of the top teams? If Oregon were to go nuts and play like that offense plays and they had a really good defense all year and put it together, they could make a run on teams as well. So I'm looking forward to this. I really am.
I go as low wherever James Franklin is. That's where I draw the line.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, that's it, huh?
Yes.
I think they were overrated a bit this year. So,
are you subscribing to the theory that that Alabama's run is over here?
No. I mean, you have Jalen Milroe coming back. I obviously he's got to work on that passing game the whole time. I think
Nick did not trust him in that game, Mike. Late in that game, Nick did not trust him.
Well, the thing that he trusted him to run,
yes.
maybe not to throw, but it was kind of a tale of two halves. You look at the first half, and they basically played you five guys block Michigan's guys, and they got smoked. They got smoked, right? The Michigan defense is the best defense in the country, and they had five sacks in the first half. Now, Tommy Reese, the OC for Alabama, now you left a player in. You moved Milroe a little more. You ran him a little more. You changed stuff that maybe in looking back, you should have done more of that in the first half of that game. But, yeah, because we're used to them, you know, having that quarterback. And now, remember, after that game, nine guys hit the portal. Nine of Alabama players hit the portal, including the center, which, unfortunately, that center quarterback shotgun exchange was just brutal. Because if you truly – and my son Mike pointed this out, and I watched it a lot in slow-mo.
We did as well, yeah.
If you truly watched that last play, it was there.
Yes.
It was there. Yep. Good snap. Timing is on. That play was there. The right tackle, though, Latham got pushed back. He got hurt. I don't know if he got hurt as the play was going on or after the play. But it was there. I didn't like the call. I think it should have been give Milroe – on a roll, give him the option to run or to throw. This was no option. This was just run the ball. But for a split second, it was there. Bottom line, though, Michigan, you know, closed it up and cleaned it up. And Michigan was the better team in this game. They were the better team all along.
Yes. Yep. Some mistakes early on that kept Alabama in that game.
Exactly right. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you got cost 4 points from your snapper, holder, kicker. I won't just say kicker because the one extra point, the snap was low. So you miss an extra point and a field goal, that's 4 points right there.
Do you agree with Kirk Herbstreit that the national championship game should be played at the Rose Bowl every single year? Because, Mike, I know, but you love college football. And
I
to see those two teams, those two uniforms, Michigan, Alabama, playing at that stadium with the sun coming down was pretty damn good, Mike.
It was cool. Yeah. You know what? But it's a national championship game. It'll be cool in Houston. It'll be cool at the Superdome. It'll be cool wherever they play it in Arizona. It's going to be cool. It's going to be sold out. They'll have a flyover if it's an outdoor stadium, and it'll look cool. Did I love the Rose Bowl look? Yeah, I did. I know J.J. Watt said it's the best grass he's ever played on, and I understand, you know, the legacy of it. I get it. But a national championship game is going to play well anywhere.
All right. I want to put a bookmark right here because I want to get your thoughts on the national championship game and Michael Penix, because I believe he's the most NFL ready quarterback coming out of college this year, more so than Caleb Williams. But we do have a special guest who I interrupted yesterday as she was delivering. And this should be no shock to anyone on this Zoom. As she was delivering a SportsCenter update, she is a top five update anchor of all time in my personal record book, and also top five people in my life. Upon seeing them or hearing their voice, they make me smile. Yep. Christine Lisi is with us right now. She's also the only Bills fan I know, and the Bills are playing the Dolphins, and I just asked her to come on and club Billy over the head, but I'm not certain she's capable of that because she's way too nice.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi, Christine.
Christine. Hi. Christine, it is so nice to talk to you. I miss you so much. I mean, it's so years we had together as teammates at ESPN. The most important question I have to ask you, quite honestly, is are you working Monday? Are you doing updates Monday? You're going to be there?
I am.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Okay. So the biggest question to me is, I know you're going to bake something for this game and have it there. So what do you have right now in mind to make for Sunday snacks for everybody, which for people that don't know are the greatest snacks, the way she bakes things into things. It's phenomenal. What do you have planned for Monday?
Mike, I have to be honest. I do not know, and Junior would know this, I do not engage in premature celebration when it comes to treats. So it might have to wait till Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
I can't tempt the football gods.
What do you bake when you lose?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Christine. Billy, you can't talk to her like that.
You can't talk to her. That's Christine Lee. You don't do that. How dare you?
But what do you bake when you lose? I mean,
it might be a couple days.
So I thought you were just going to bake something for the day, you know,
Mike, she's saying she needs to wait and see the result first. Right. She can't bake on Sunday, premature baking. Right. She can't do that premature celebration.
Okay.
So, Christine, do you know if the Bills win on Sunday night, do you know what you'll prepare? And if they lose, do you know what you'll prepare?
I think I want to make, I bought this black cocoa, so I want to make like whoopie pies, but with black cocoa instead of regular cocoa, so they'll taste like Oreos, but softer.
Oh my God.
Wow. I miss you so much.
The vacation for my teeth and my mouth.
I mean, and the beauty is, now, I know it'll be a couple of days if you bake something when they lose, but the bottom line is everybody there wins. While she's going to be sad, Buffalo loses, everybody else wins because we're going to get some kind of treat. You still will make something unbelievably good even if you lose a couple of days later, right? It's not like you're going to prepare a bad dessert.
Right. I will. It'll probably be something like maybe chocolate chip cookies with an Oreo inside I don't know. I've been taking like different flavors of cookies, like Oreos or golden Oreos or Nutter Butters, and I grind them up into like a powder, and then I make a cookie out of that.
Billy talks shit to this woman.
I would never. Billy, I'm going to punch you in the face, Billy.
Christine,
Billy,
before you joined us, Mike was raving about what you bake. And what he was saying is, and it was a compliment to you, is that what you're great at is that you will take risks in your baking and you won't just play it safe. You'll try to do new desserts, different flavors, stuff like that. And we were saying that's how you win a baking contest. That's how you win a baking show. But it also has a possibility to go wrong very quickly.
I've been lucky it hasn't happened, but the people I work with will eat anything.
You're right.
That's so true.
There's a bunch of animals there.
That's so true.
Christine, how do you feel about the game coming up? You're a massive Bills fan. You're the only Bills fan I know. Billy's a massive Dolphins fan. There's a lot on the line. The Bills could win the division. They could not make the playoffs. How are you feeling headed into Sunday night's game here?
I'm okay now, but we're a couple days out. I'm not good on game day. I tend to, I did this in the end of the Chiefs game and even the end of the Patriots game. I stood the last like 8 minutes.
Right.
And I paced a little bit, but then, it's hard. It's like, it's an excruciating 3 hours, but I will say this, like, I'm glad the Bills are good now though, because like they were bad for a long time and Sundays and Mondays and all the other game days were not that enjoyable. So like to have this, is good, but like I know Billy said this about the Marlins ones, like I'm dying for those 3 hours. Like I can't, I'm looking at my watch, I'm like, oh my God. Like if we're leading, the game takes forever. But if we're behind, then the game, like all of a sudden it's like 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. So like that's stressful part, but it's a good stress.
I think the thing that's weird about it, Christine, is that I think a lot of people are like, oh my God, I would love to be like the game of the week, the last game of the year. No. But like as a fan of a team, it's like, oh, my team can blow it so easily and I'm going to feel so bad. Like, and I don't want to wait until 8 o'clock at night to feel miserable potentially.
Oh,
like
11:30.
I mean, let's rip off the Band-Aid. Let's get this done early so I know if I can enjoy the rest of my weekend.
1 o'clock Saturday. I don't think that's a lot to ask because it's still a national game, a big game.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Wait, the two of you are sitting around. Wait, Christine, you're supposed to be going at Billy. Billy's supposed to be not saying anything back to you, and yet you're both in agreement the game should be Saturday, 1 o'clock. That's what we're doing here? Mm-hmm. Golan, go ahead. You had a question.
Yeah, you get the last game. I'm so looking forward to calling this game, so I know where I'm going to be and what I'm going to be doing. How does Christine Lisi watch a Buffalo Bills game? I mean, from dress to who's allowed in the house with you, what is it? What is the setup like at your place?
Well, my husband Rob decided a long time ago, like I can't really be around other people, so it's usually me, him, and the dog, and that's it. Like we went to a friend's house for Bills Patriots, like in 2019, and Mike A might remember this. I remember talking to him about this. Friends who are well, she's not, but her husband is, they're Patriots fans. So they thought it would be a good idea if Rob and I came over to watch the game. And Mike A said to me, you told them no, right? Well, we went and it was really uncomfortable for me because I'm in somebody else's house and I can't yell because he's a Patriots fan. Mm. So, I went outside with the dogs for a bit because they have a dog too. So, and then I came back in and then my husband didn't want to tell me, but Josh ended up with a concussion and I'm just like, we got to go. So after that, it's just me, Rob, and the dog.
Have you ever been back? I mean,
I can't go out because too many people are talking and I need the game. Right. I need no fake people. I need fake fans. I'm like, no, I need the game. I need to concentrate and lose my mind. And that's it.
Well, are you still friends with them or?
Oh, we're still friends, yeah. Okay.
Just not game day.
Distant friends.
Just not. Well, I just want to give you a good stat that you may know it already and feel good about it. But
oh boy, Billy.
Josh Allen is 12-2 against Miami. 35 touchdowns only, or 34 touchdowns, just 5 interceptions. He has also won in the games against Miami he's 10-2. He has won AFC Player of the Week 5 times in a game against the Miami Dolphins. So he can have some big games against Miami. We know what they did to him early on this year and smoking your team, Billy. What was it, 48-20?
Billy's got stink face on.
He really does. Well, he was expecting to get it from Christine, not from Golic. I mean,
I'll try and find a stat for you, Billy. I'll try.
All right, so Christine, I want to tell you here. Christine, the floor is yours. If you want to just club Billy over the head here and he will not respond, feel free to do it, okay? Like, just talk smack, say whatever you want, okay?
I'm not good at that. I do remember last year. The only thing I said last year is he said something about Josh, and I think I said you're dead to me. And I think that people had fun with that. That's stretching it because, like, I don't know if you guys remember, but when I used to do the insults after my updates, I was like, the first time I did it, and when Mike wrote it for me, it was making fun of Dan's weight, and I'm so uncomfortable with that. Like, it's hard for me. This is hard for me to, like, talk trash to somebody because I love all of you, and I love, of course I love Billy, too, even though he's a Dolphins fan. But it's hard for me to do that, so I'm sorry I'm disappointing you today.
It was Josh Allen has a funny face. That's what it was, funny face.
Christine, I have a great way you can get it, Billy. I think you should bake something and send it to me and Mike and John and Stugatz and not to Billy.
There you go.
That's what I think you should do. Billy. That would show Billy.
Christine, I was looking up helpful recipes for you should the Bills lose on Sunday. I found a Turkish crying cake recipe, an angel's tears farmer's cheesecake, if you want to try any of those.
No. No. No more sounds of the universe. Do something with it after the universe. No negativity. No.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Listen, I think the Bills are going to win by 10 points, Christine. So, but, you know, what do I know? How do you feel? If I told you right now the Bills were minus 7, they're not, they're minus 3, would you still take Buffalo? I think Buffalo's going to blow them out. Miami's hurt, Christine.
Yeah, quite banged up. But I just think, like, there's something about divisional games that aren't always easy. Like, you know, the Patriots haven't been good, but look how – the Bills game went against that last, you know, last weekend. I just think that, like, divisional games just hit differently. And I do think, obviously, a fast start for either team is critical. And you remember that first game back in October, it was October, right? It was like, boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, holy crap, whoever has the ball last is going to win this game. That's what I thought about, you know, for that one. So
right.
I don't know. I always, division games are just, games are stressful for me anyways, but divisional games are really stressful.
How about you just throw into your updates, Billy has a funny face. That's it.
What? Simple. I mean, easy. That's
wow.
Yep. Doesn't seem professional.
I mean, you said it. She is the most professional person on the planet. I know reading that shit about Levitard made her cringe.
I don't want to get Christine in trouble just to make you laugh and confuse everyone listening.
She just say that? What happened there?
I think it would be great for the five people who knew who know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Really, really funny.
Yeah. Be great inside joke. Yeah.
All right. Well, we miss you very much. Yes, thank you for coming on.
I miss you guys too.
I know you're so nice that I think I'm rooting for Buffalo. I got to be honest. So, thank you, Christine.
Thanks, Christine.
Bye, guys. Go See Bills.
Bye. Love Bye, you. Christine. Oh, thank you.
Oh, we love you. Gosh, I mean, she's great.
I'm one of the nicest people we have ever been around.
You think Harbaugh leaves, win or lose?
I think Harbaugh is going to leave. I think him signing Don Yee as his agent, who is a big-time
business
NFL agent. He's the agent for Sean Payton. He was the agent for Tom Brady for all those years as well. So I do think he's going to go in, and I think he'll end up – listen, the best situation out there, and there unfortunately will be more openings, but you look at – you do certainly look at ownership, but you look at quarterback, and the best situation right now is the Chargers with Justin Herbert. So it wouldn't shock me to see him out in L.A.
We'll get you out of here in a second. If I told you right now, Browns-Ravens AFC Championship game, would you take it?
Yes.
Yes.
You look at right now, the Ravens have won 6 in a row. The next two best teams are the Bills and the Browns at winning 4 in a row. Flacco has been phenomenal. He's been unflappable. He's you know, helped this offense progress while also being the steady hand of that veteran. I would not doubt it at all. And I'll say this, I'll give my wife credit. The beginning of the year, my wife picked Detroit and Cleveland in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
And let me tell you what, not as outlandish as you would think right now, you know, the way they're playing. So we'll see. But I could absolutely see a Cleveland-Baltimore matchup in the playoffs.
Gojo and Golic, 8 to 10, DraftKings Network, wherever you get your podcast. Golic and Smitty as well. He has the Dolphins and Bills. Westwood 1, Sunday Night Football, big game. All right, Mike, you're on the call. You seem to have all the stats. I mean, yeah. Christine Lisi refuses to talk shit to Billy because she's way too nice, but you're not. I mean, you're nice. We love you. You're great.
Wait.
But he could talk shit. So what do you think here? Dolphins and Bills, Mike. It seems like you're leaning towards the Bills here.
Oh, I'm not leaning toward anybody. I can't make a pick. I'm calling the game.
Exactly.
I
mean, right.
Enough of that.
I absolutely cannot. What I'll say is...
Tell me why the Bills will win, Mike.
well, the Bills have certainly had their number for a bit. That's for sure. But I think from the Miami standpoint... Even guys that are going to play, I mean, Tua's got the shoulder. Mostert's going to try and come back. You lost Bradley Chubb after a few weeks earlier, losing Phillips. Your top two pass rushers are gone. Howard, the DB, has been nicked up as well. I mean, that's what I just talked about. The attrition when you get to the playoffs, a team that seems like has the possibility to be right there as a number two seed, has so many injuries, how badly is it going to cost them? So that's what I look at here is how many of those guys play? Well, we know Chubb isn't going to play. How do they play and how are they when they play? And if they can't be 100%, how does the guy that comes in for them play? So, listen, Buffalo's had their number. It's on the road in Miami, though. Miami can strike it quick at any time. And we have seen Josh Allen turn the ball over. He's got 16 interceptions. So that could play a big part in this game as well.
He's so good against this team, though. He is.
Yeah, he is. Yes,
I know
is.
Billy's nervous. Billy
he is.
Billy.
He is. Yes.
Because it would be such a disappointment.
Right? No, it's not going to be a fun Sunday night.
No, to not win the division would be such a major disappointment to the fans down here. Oh, even getting into the playoffs, but not winning that division would
crush
everyone. All right, Mike. Enjoy the weekend. I'm surprised you didn't ask Billy. You could have crashed at his house. He would have had you over, you know?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, about that. No.
Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, we'll go to Fort Lauderdale, hang out up there.
I know, nice place.
But your pads, you got a young kid too, don't you? I mean.
Yeah, two.
Yeah, right. I mean, I dealt with that.
Mike, I've seen you as a grandfather, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, you know what? When are you coming in? You want to babysit Saturday night?
Maybe
the missus will go out. Yeah.
Losing the connection right now. I can't hear you anymore.
Driving through a tunnel.
Ears. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Have a safe trip, Mike. Right. Enjoy the weekend.
See you guys.
See ya.
Does your wife know our names? Stugatz was wondering.
Well, yeah, she knows Stugatz because she definitely knows Stugatz, that's for sure. Yeah. She's not aware of Billy or Mikey A yet.
That's exactly what I said. I go, I'm not important enough to Chris. And he's like, you absolutely are. I'm like, I know my place.
You would be her favorite, though, Billy. Don't worry about that.
So you're keeping
us apart. Explain that to me. How would Billy Gill be her favorite, Chris? Go ahead.
You're threatened by me.
He seems so, you know, he just got this unassuming, cute, quiet way about him, right? Yeah. I mean, you know, Stugatz, you're the all-over-the-place, loudmouth Long Islander, right?
Right.
She would like Mikey A a lot, you know. All right. But
Billy's adorable.
Billy's adorable. Exactly right. Billy's that guy, right? It's not like, you know, big, husky, strong man that comes in the house when Billy walks in. It's like, oh, look at this cute little guy. He's a nice little guy. Look at him.
I'll take it. What's going on here? A bit scruffy, Chris. What's happening?
Well, wait, hold on a second, Billy, because you said, and I don't think Sims heard it, that his wife would be threatened, that Chris would be threatened by your relationship with his wife.
What it sounded like to me.
But my wife also likes fashion, and the fact that Billy can't wear anything but a red Marlin sweatshirt, I mean, she'd be like, what a loser. What's wrong with him? Does he have no money? Can he not get another sweatshirt?
Well, I mean,
and then I'd be like, no, he just likes wrong colored sweatshirts of baseball teams that aren't that color.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, he's also adorable, but he's dumb sometimes too. So I'd have to explain that to her.
BFD with Mike Florio every day on Peacock, the Unbuttoned Podcast, Football Night in America. But Sims, first, put us right next to you as Texas was losing that national semifinal game.
Oh my gosh, I know. First off, the first game was great, right? I mean, it really was. I was loving watching the Rose Bowl, two powerhouse teams, right? Jim Harbaugh can't ever win the big one, and they win it in a clutch way. That was really cool. So, like, Texas game in the family room, ready to watch the game, right? So, like, the Texas game was awesome. I mean, again, it was action-packed, big plays. I love, of course, the quarterback from Washington. I think he is the man and being a little underrated. But the game is on too late. Like, I missed the end of the game.
Yep.
I fell asleep. I didn't mean to. I didn't make a conscious effort. But you know, between it being New Year's the night before, and then the game doesn't start till 9 p.m., and then college games last forever, as we know, I fell asleep.
It did seem like that game was not going to live up to the first one. And then by the end of the game,
it was better.
I don't know about that. But by the end of the game, Texas had a chance to potentially win the game. And I was going to ask you what you thought about Sark's play calling and all that, but you were asleep. So never mind.
I know. I don't have a good feel for it. I'm sorry. I didn't love it, though. I've seen the highlights of that. I hate at the end of the games or in a big moment. And we got coaches that made millions of dollars and they had weeks to prepare. And then the end of the game, it's a big play, and it's just like, you run straight, and we'll just throw it the f*** up, and maybe you'll catch it. That's what we come up with. And that's not on Sark. That's on anybody. But it looked like that a little to me when I was watching back the highlights.
Chris, I want to get to the final week of the regular season here, and I will in just a second. And I know you like to study these things and give us an informed opinion, but am I crazy to think that Penix Jr. is better than Caleb Williams?
Well, I don't think the gap is as far as everybody thinks it is. You heard me during the year. I didn't understand why Penix Jr. wasn't in the conversation with Drake May and Caleb Williams. I did not get that. Now, I know he's got injury history and he's older. That's all I could come to. He's phenomenal. He's got a big-time arm. He hangs in the pocket. He's got incredible downfield accuracy. That's not easy to come by. It's crazy. You know me, in a year where I'm always going, hey, the quarterback doesn't know he's on the best team, doesn't deserve the award. Here we had a year in college football where I go, the team is the quarterback. They throw it every play. We all know what they are. The defense isn't that great. They go undefeated in the second best conference in football behind the SEC. And he doesn't get the fucking Heisman this year? Like, that's right. It's like, we got to start evaluating who we got voting for some of this stuff around here. That's what's driving me crazy. But he's a baller. Yeah. And I saw some people going, well, he might have played himself in the first round. Well, wasn't he already in the first round? I mean,
Weird. When
did 6'4", 220, rocket arm, best downfield thrower in football not become a first-round quarterback? I'm shocked by that. And, yeah, I think you'll continue to see him climb up the boards as it goes more and more and coaches get to dive into the play of Michael Penix.
All right, let's get to the NFL here. Can anyone beat the Baltimore Ravens?
Yeah, the 49ers, they can.
Okay. All right. The Ravens beat them up pretty good, Chris.
I know. And, you know, I think, again, the 49ers didn't play their best ball. It's a tough matchup for the 49ers. But, you know, I think if they play again, the Niners will go back in the lab. They'll play it a little differently. I think that'll be a nail-biter type of football game. The other team I'm going to throw out there to you is the old Baltimore Ravens, a.k.a. the Cleveland Browns.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm not so sure I wouldn't make Cleveland the number three team in football if you made me rank them, right? First off, we're in a year where there's not a lot of great teams, right? We know that. I mean, it's kind of the 49ers and the Ravens. You get after that, all the other teams have questions, right? Now, not that Cleveland doesn't have questions, but there's not many. There's not. And their defense, I've been trying to tell people really for the last 6 to 8 weeks, have a very much 2015 Broncos feel to me, where they can win games by themselves, right? So they're a team that I look at, and then Cooper and Joku, if they get the running game going a little and don't have Flacco throwing it 40-plus times, I would not be shocked if Cleveland ended up in the Super Bowl. So I think that highly of Cleveland. I think they're a pretty special football team.
So do I. Do you think Deshaun Watson is enjoying watching this?
No. I think he's going, damn, I can't believe I'm hurt. I'd be a part of this, let alone he's going, damn, this is going to put a lot of pressure on me if Flacco goes to the Super Bowl or the AFC Championship game.
I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves here, Chris, but Flacco goes, he leads the Browns to the Super Bowl, wins his second Super Bowl, Hall of Famer?
Well, like, first off, I think Flacco is closer to that conversation than people or the public want to give him credit, right? Remember a few years ago?
Meaning without this season, you're saying that, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, he's not in the Hall of Fame, but it's more of a discussion than people give it credit for.
You do not think that he's close to the Hall of Fame before this season.
I don't think the difference between him and Eli Manning is that far off. And everybody thinks Eli Manning's a shoo-in. And I want to go, this guy went to the playoffs way more than Eli Manning, right? You know, had to play in the conference with Tom Brady and company. He outplayed Tom Brady in the championship game twice. Lee Evans drop. And then they missed the field goal right after that. I mean, he outplayed them. They played in two championship games. He outplayed them both times. There's way more clutch and big-time plays from Joe Flacco than people are giving him credit for.
Okay, so rank these three quarterbacks' chances of getting into the Hall of Fame. Eli Manning, Joe Flacco, Kirk Cousins.
Eli's a lock.
Kirk Cousins. I mean, I feel like Eli's a lock, right? Even though I think it's debatable to say, I mean, a guy that, had a below winning record for his career?
Yeah, but you beat Brady twice, you win two Super Bowls, you go in. I mean,
it's literally that's all it is.
Right.
That's all it is. It really is. But he's a lock between that and Manning. I mean, and Manning being his last name. Yeah, I think that is the truth of the matter. Kirk Cousins, no.
Oh.
Joe Flacco wins a Super Bowl. Wins another MVP.
Getting closer.
It'll get closer. There's some chance there. I'm just saying there's a light at the end of that tunnel, Billy. That's all I'm saying.
Help me out with this. Do the Chiefs need to change their style and embrace what they become and stop chasing what they used to be? Because they're not what they used to be. And I feel like they need to embrace what they are, which is a team that can run the football and play defense.
That is it. That's all I've been saying. I said it on Football Night in America last week. I've said it on my podcast. Embrace the ugly, Kansas City. Embrace it. Stop thinking, oh, if we get in the shotgun enough times, we'll start to look like the 2018 Chiefs again. No, it ain't happening. Get over it. Play defense. Run the ball. Keep the game close. Mahomes will be clutch at the end of the game. That's what they are. That's how they should play, right? They get themselves in trouble when they start to go, oh, we got to get back in the shotgun and throw balls. Everybody's caught on to their offense. It's not even as good with Nagy as it was with Bieniemy, let alone everybody's caught on to this and what they did and, you know, brought to the NFL a few years ago, right? So, and they don't have the weapons at receiver. They're not protecting all that well, right? The Christmas Day game against the Raiders was maybe the worst offensive film I ever saw the Chiefs put on film ever in the Mahomes era.
Wow.
It was a disaster in every area. Mahomes was horrible. The pass protection was horrible. The play calling was horrible, right? Trick play on your own 10-yard line. That tells you how desperate they are, which it also tells you that they're not embracing what you're saying and then who they are. They keep thinking, hey, we'll be cool and run a trick play and it'll ignite us. No, it's not. Run the ball up the middle, then run it up the middle again, then toss it wide, then run a play action pass and get 40 yards from Mahomes, then play more defense and do it again. And I just feel like they got to come to terms with that.
What do you think the Bears should do with Justin Fields? I mean, he's been really good, Chris. Yeah, it's such a tricky situation. They have the number one overall pick, but they can either build around Justin Fields or build around a rookie quarterback.
Build a team, okay? That's what I said. I mean, their defense is in your face. It's a lot like the Browns. It's like, go ahead. We dare you. We're right here. Try it, right? They got the number one run defense. They got good secondary. Eberflus is a great defensive mind. The O-line's overpowering. They got a great tight end. The receivers are good. Justin Fields, it used to be one out of every three throws that go, oh, that's horrible, or what's he looking at, or whatever. Now it's like once in a while. I mean, he's throwing the ball great. He throws the ball outside the numbers. He's still the best running quarterback in football, right? I'm more with what you're saying. Like, it's a year where everybody's going to want Caleb Williams and Drake May. They could have three first-round picks when this year is over. They could. Three this year, another two next year, right? They could get a big-time receiver, another pass rusher. They have money to spend in free agency. They could be one of the top teams in the NFC. Build the team. Here's just – you got me going now because I got more on this,
good.
All right?
Okay.
Build the team. Stop the chasing of the quarterback all the time. Like – the Patriots built a team, and then they brought Brady along, and then it was like, oh, shit, he's a superstar now. The Steelers built a team, and they brought Terry Bradshaw along, and then they were like, oh, shit, we got a superstar here. Like, that's the way to do things, right? Not everybody – you're not going to find Mahomes or Josh Allen. Okay, so let's look at some other teams. The Browns. What have the Browns got? A team. I would argue the Dolphins built a team to justify picking the quarterback in the top 10. So they were like, oh, gosh, we got to be an all-star team. There we go. The Colts team, Gardner Minshew, playoffs right now. Goff sucks. Jared Goff sucks. We got to get him off the Rams. Oh, team, manage him, run the ball. Oh, shit, Goff's really good. We might extend his contract, and we might be the number two seed in the NFC. Oh, Baker Mayfield sucks. He sucks. That's right. Oh, now he's on a team. Oh, Baker Mayfield's really good. We're going to extend him, right? Jalen Hurts, I don't know. He can't play quarterback. I'm not sure about that. Oh, the team's awesome around him. Hey, is he a superstar quarterback now? Okay. Like, build a team. That's all I'm saying.
Mikey, yeah, you love seeing them get wound up, right?
It's fun.
It's fun to see it develop as it happens. It's great. What the f*** is going on with Peyton and Russell Wilson, man?
Man, I was surprised like you guys were. I knew it hadn't been great, but it had been good. You know, I get asked to watch film on the Broncos all the time. And I'm never like, oh, wow, it's amazing. But I'm going, oh, yeah, they're managing Russell. They're taking him, you know, taking it slowly, slowly giving him more and more offense and trying to build his confidence and do all that, not put too much on his plate, right? But, you know, then you get into, hey, they're benching him. And, of course, I was watching the game against the Patriots on Christmas night. That was a disaster. Christmas Eve night. It was a disaster. But when they bench him and then you go back and watch film and you look at it through the prism of negativity a little bit, you kind of go, yeah, man, they run the same plays a lot. They don't do anything, right? You know, Russell Wilson, when receivers don't know where to line up, Russell doesn't tell them where to line up. They look at the sidelines and they tell them where to line up. So I think between, you know, lack of big time play and Sean Payton going, wait, what's the point of having me if I can't have my million play playbook involved in the game?
Right.
I think he had had enough. He felt handcuffed. So he wants to move on to somebody that he feels that can run the complete and total Sean Payton offense.
What is Russell Wilson next year? Is he a backup or is he a starter?
Oh, he's a starter.
Is he on a good team?
I think he'll still be a starter. I think what I've learned with Russell Wilson is it's got to be, he's not capable of, like, this great offense, 5,000 yards, 45 touchdown passes and all that. That's just not who he is, right? He's hesitant on letting go of the ball. He watches the rush too much. He's hesitant to throw the ball over the middle of the field. I feel like he's got to go and be a part of a team that plays defensive football like he was with the Legion of Boom, Mikey A., right? Where it's like, hey, he takes care of the ball. He scrambles and makes a few plays every now and then. And at the end of the game, he's clutch. That's what Russell Wilson was in Seattle. And I feel like the team I've thrown out there is like the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mm. He would fit that style of football.
Chris, the NFL is so funny. 3 weeks ago, the Cowboys were the best team in the NFL. And now I ask you this question, okay? 3 weeks later, after being the best team in the NFL, if Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys do not win a playoff game this year, will Mike McCarthy be fired?
Gosh, I mean, I never know with Jerry Jones and what the expectations
Harbaugh
are.
Harbaugh and Belichick lurking, just so.
I know. I hear you. I can't imagine Jerry Jones, though. He's going to let Harbaugh and Belichick come in, and he's going to take a back seat to them, and they're going to tell him to shut up and listen to what I say. I don't think that's happening.
Okay.
Right? All right. So I still think – I wouldn't fire him, but I still think there's a chance. I think there's a chance. You know, again, I mean, like the management of the clock last Saturday night, I mean, that's embarrassing. You know, that was embarrassing. That was so stupid. They got so lucky. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I look at I wish the offense was a little more creative, but I still look at them and go, their biggest issues are, you know, no big people on the D-line. Their linebackers are below average NFL starters, and their safeties are just okay. And that's really what hurts their team more than anything.
PFT with Mike Florio every day on Peacock, the Unbuttoned podcast, Football Night in America, Dolphins and Bills. Are the Dolphins in trouble, Chris?
Well, I mean, it stinks with Bradley Chubb, right? It's the same thing we see every game the Dolphins lose, right? Good defensive line, physical, right? They know how to take away a few of the tricks. Oh, wait, they hit a few slants on us early. We've seen it a few times. Now we've taken away. What else is there on offense? What else is there, right? Tua doesn't throw the ball outside the numbers at all. You know, it's an occasional go route, but everything is right down the middle, right? The biggest thing is I really think they have to run the ball more. And I hate to say that, but I say that because the O-line's not a great pass-protecting O-line. And if they want those middle-of-the-field passes to be open, they got to be more patient. Like, when you look at the game last week again, and there's been other games too, the Titans game, I would throw this there too. If you're averaging 7 yards a carry and you only run for 145 yards or somewhere around that, you didn't run the ball enough. And they get too bored with it. They'll rip off 20 and rip off 5. and then go three series without running the ball. And then you're going, wait, the Ravens are playing pass defense every play. So that's what I don't understand about them. And that's where they really keep screwing themselves over, is the lack of patience in the run game. And it's taken away some of their ability to do some things in the pass game.
Should Billy be terrified of Josh Allen?
Well, yeah, he should always be terrified of Josh Allen, especially when you don't have Bradley Chubb and now you're limited with the guys that can contain him. I mean, you're only Van Ginkle's your best pass rusher now, and he's a good one, but he's not Jalen Phillips or Bradley Chubb.
We'll get you out of here in a second, but Lamar Jackson, they have home field advantage. They're the number one seed. Joe Burrow is hurt. The Chiefs are down. The Dolphins are banged up. If he makes it through the AFC, two home games, Chris, okay? Two home games gets him to the Super Bowl against, in all likelihood, probably Brock Purdy or Jared Goff. If not now, when for Lamar Jackson? There is pressure on Lamar Jackson, in large part because he's so goddamn great, going to win his second MVP before the age of 26. No one has ever done that before. But also because of what has happened to the other teams here this year in the NFL with the quarterbacks being out.
Yeah, no, it's setting up pretty for them.
Perfectly.
It really is.
Yes.
Perfectly.
Yes.
You know, and then, hey, I mean, if the Chiefs came to town, that'll be scary. We know that. The Chiefs D is good, but it's not the Chiefs of old, right? You know, I told you, I think Cleveland coming to town might be the scariest thing of all for them. Cleveland beat them in Baltimore earlier this year. So they're capable. Buffalo would be a little scary, but clearly in the class of their own, there is pressure, but they're rolling right now,
they
seem to be better when there is a little pressure. And, you know, they have more avenues in which to beat you on offense than they did in years past. I think that's the biggest thing. They don't have to go, oh, we have to run the ball good, and then the offense will be good. They can kind of do whatever they want now, and that's where I think they're a lot more dangerous than ever in the playoffs in the Lamar Jackson era.
Chris, we didn't get to talk to you last week, so I just need to know, who do we need to call to get you an Oscar for that 45-minute Walmart commercial you had? Because, honestly, you took us on a journey that week, and I'm just wondering, who do we need to call?
I mean, it should speak for itself. You shouldn't have to call anybody. The Oscar should be coming in the mail, and I was that good. They were like, Walmart needs more Sims. Let's make this one twice as long.
Billy immediately texted us after seeing that.
Yeah, I loved it.
He was so excited.
It's my favorite thing. Billy texted about Sims on the weekends.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Billy. Thanks, man.
Wait, Chris, do you subscribe? I remember growing up watching your dad's great teams, the Giants. And Parcells, even when the Giants had things locked up, he would never sit the starters. He wanted to keep the momentum going. Do you agree with that philosophy?
100%. I would not sit the starters in a totality. If you have the first round bye, no way, right? No. You know, again, to me, it's what did New England do for the last two decades?
Yep.
They played week 18.
Yes. Yep.
You know, at least a half. Didn't matter. You know, it's too long to go without playing. I don't think we've had a Super Bowl winner in recent history here that's had that.
All right, man.
I gotta get out of here.
Yeah, enjoy the weekend, man. We'll talk to you.
See you guys.
It is time for this week's edition of Stu Ya Gots, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today. Use code STU for a special offer when you sign up. That's code STU, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Bowl season, it continues. It never ends. 13-20-1 on the bowl season. I am never picking all the bowls again. Mike Golic was right. I'll pick them all again next year. 71-55-5 on the regular season. One game this week, the biggest of games, the national championship, Monday night, Washington +5 taking on Michigan. I'm done doubting Washington. We've been doing it all year. I ain't doing it anymore. Washington wins the game outright. They cover the spread. Washington by 3 points. NFL, week 18, final week of the regular season, 5-5 a week ago. 67-62-1 on the season. Let's get to the games. Texans, -1 at the Colts. I'm just taking the better quarterback. Minshew's good. C.J. Stroud is great. I take the Texans here. They win. They cover the Texans by 7 points on the road. The Buccaneers, Baker Mayfield, -4.5 at Carolina. They need it. Carolina does not. Bucs win. They cover. The Bucs by 8-4. The Bucs win by 10 points on the road. Jacksonville, -5 at Tennessee. They win. They cover. They advance to the playoffs, the Jags, by 10 points on the road. Patriots, Belichick, perhaps his final game as the Patriots coach, taking on the Jets, of course. Oh, they're going to blow them out. The Patriots win. They cover. The Patriots by 21 points at home. Packers, -3, take it on the Bears. Packers need it. Bears have been good as any team in the NFL over the last 4 or 5 weeks, according to Chris Sims. I didn't say it, he did. Packers, buy it down to 2.5. I'm taking them. Packers need it. They get it. They win it. They cover. Packers by 7 points at home. Eagles, they need it as well. -5 at the Giants. Eagles win and cover. Philadelphia by 8 points on the road. And finally, the big one. Bills, Dolphins, Billy, he's a nervous wreck. Buy it down to 2.5. Billy, I'm sorry I'm doing this to you. The Bills win, they cover. The Bills by 10 points over the Dolphins. Those are the picks, everyone. Good luck.
How are you, buddy?
I've been, you know, going along, moving. You know, it's been a wild ride these last few weeks.
Yeah. What's been the wildest part of it?
The wildest part of it.
His coach was fired.
Well,
I discussed that with him. Going through that.
That happened.
You know, and then, you know, life going on too, moving right now. Like, I don't have my lights in the back or anything like that. So,
oh, yeah.
Been getting getting the house ready to move, moving out of California. And then end of season's coming, you know, we've been struggling. So that sucks as well. So it's that. And then I have my companies that have been doing well. And so it's like wild, man. Good stuff, bad stuff, everything in between. So what's going on for you guys this year? Like what's the new path? More of the same? We got a new thing coming? What is there any new flavors?
You know, it's funny, Austin, because Billy was saying today that he's already tired of 2024. So
yeah, not my year.
Come on, Billy. What do you mean, man? What's going on?
There hasn't been anything concrete. It's just a feeling. I feel like next year will be more so my year than this year. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm going to give it my best shot, but I'm also not. I try, Austin, to limit my expectations with things, right? Because if I limit my expectations, then I can't be disappointed. Where if okay. I expect too great of things, then I can only be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay. Well, I feel like there's a place to live where you have high expectations, but you don't necessarily measure yourself to those expectations. You measure yourself to the progress that you've made, if that makes sense. You're always shooting for the horizon. You'll never catch the horizon. It's always going to be there. You're always going to be seeing like, oh, I could have it better. However, if you compare yourself to the horizon, you're going to go crazy. But if you compare yourself to what you were, like I said, before, then right, you can live in a place where you actually feel like you've, you know, progressed and done something. So I think you need to change perspective a little bit.
Very philosophical. I love it. Appreciate what you have, not what you don't have, Billy.
But Austin's also saying that as like someone who's like in his peak of his life. You know what I mean? We're like, Austin, when you start going,
this is not the peak,
like,
my friend. No, wait, this is not the peak.
Okay,
don't put that on me, Billy.
You're still ascending. All right. Well. When you reach the level we're at, where we're descending, you look back and you're like, oh, wow, I used to be so much better than I am now. I used to be in better shape. I used to be better looking. It just was such a better time before. And I realized this is just a slow march towards death.
I think we need to check on Billy here after the show. You know, I think we need to check on our
But he's right. I mean,
you're not wrong.
Get there. You're getting married. You'll figure it out.
We're not wrong. We're all going to a slow, right, march to death. But, you know, I want to live it up and have some type of, you know, fulfillment feeling and not that I'm just inevitably going to die, which I am, but at least enjoy it while we still have the chance.
What are you going to do for the Super Bowl? It's in your hometown this year. So
he's calling the game with us. What do you mean?
Are people like hitting you up and like bothering you, asking you for connections and things already or not yet?
Not necessarily connections, but like to come show up at like their gathering. I know there's a big like celebrity poker tournament going on out there. So I know I'm getting invited to that with Blake Wynn. And then I know there's a bunch of just activations that I'm already going to be out there for that are going on. Obviously Radio Row, I'll probably see you guys over there. I'm sure you guys are going out to that. So it's more of the same, but now it's just a little bit more intriguing for me because I live here. Now I can go to more and I'm not, you know, having to like fly and, you know, worry about hotel rooms and stuff. I can just go home after the day's done. So
it's exhausting. Yeah. Like, here's the thing that we learned. So like when it was down here in Miami a couple of years ago, you're like, oh, wow, this is great. I'll be able to go home, sleep in my own bed. Like, this is going to be awesome. Right. And then what happens is you realize like, oh, but I still have to live my everyday life the entire week. You know what I mean? We're like, if you go away to Super Bowl, you leave your normal everyday responsibilities behind at home. And you're like, I'm going to be gone for a week or whatever it is, and then I'll get back and I'll get to regular everyday life, right? But now it's like, oh, I need to go to do the celebrity poker tournament, and then I need to go to Radio Row, I need to do this, did I turn off the lights, did I take out the trash? Like, you still have all the things that you have to do in everyday life, but you have all these people also bothering, because like, oh, Austin loser, he must know the best place to go. Does he have someone that can get me into this place or that place, get me on this list, hook me up with this, hook me up with that? You become a host. It's super annoying. Really annoying.
Well, look, it doesn't happen often enough, so I'm gonna embrace it, Billy. I'm going on the upward trend, Billy. We got to get you over here.
He's
the
very negative side, Austin. You're right.
Yeah. Coin, how do I get there?
Right.
Get over here. Come on. Yeah. Right?
Like, Billy, how old are you?
I'm 36, so I'm
You're
old.
Too early. Austin would agree. No. It's too early for you to start Way marching to early. Death. Okay.
Way too early.
If I was if me and Austin were in the same industry, like, they would have taken me out back and gotten rid of me already. You know what I mean? 36-year-old running back, I wouldn't still be in the league.
Yeah, that's tough. I don't
see.
Think
I'm old.
Yeah, you're old in athlete years, absolutely. You're a grandpa, but you're not an athlete, so you're young.
Excuse me,
in podcast
years. I was a pole vaulter in college. I was a Division I athlete.
Okay.
I'll have you know.
Okay. He's young in running back years, but not in quarterback years. Joe Flacco. I mean,
there you go.
I did a 5-minute core class yesterday, Austin.
That's a start. There you go. New Year's
did
resolution.
You say five?
Let's go.
Yeah, five.
You know, was that one of those things? New year, new me, and you got in there.
Yeah.
Or what?
We'll see how long it lasts.
It won't last long. Do you have New Year's resolutions? Do you do that, Austin?
It wasn't an actual like resolution like this I'm going to do this year, but I actually was reading this book, and it kind of gave me this like thing to do before you go to bed, because I've been like mindlessly scrolling on like Instagram, and it's like, instead of doing that, it's like journal like what were the wins of the day, and then journal what you want the wins of the next day to be tomorrow. Put your phone on airplane mode, set it aside, and just think about, okay, what did I do today that was good, and then tomorrow what am I going to do, right, that's going to consider that a win in my book. So I'm trying that. So I've been doing a little bit of journaling, writing down my stuff and trying to just help myself. Now I know I have things that I want to check off today that I would consider a win right before I go to bed, and look forward to the next day too. So that's a new thing that I'm trying out this year. Like I said, just trying to continue to push forward and be as efficient, really mentally, not in like a quantifiable way, but like a qualitative way, like quality. Like, what's the quality of the time that I'm spending, instead of trying to do as much as I possibly can? Let's just do high quality stuff, because hopefully I can get a better return mentally and in the fulfillment section of my life. So kind of been going through a little, not necessarily a change, but kind of like a new awakening to maybe some new methods to try out in my life.
I like it. I know you love what you do for a living. I know that. Okay. There are parts of it that are probably frustrating, but I know you love in general what it is you do for a living. Are you looking forward for this season to be over?
I'm not necessarily looking forward to it. I try not to wish my life away.
Marching to your death.
Because we're marching to death out here, you know. So I'm very careful with my words when I'm looking forward to things. I definitely am going to embrace this last game. It's been a learning year. I've learned a lot more of what I expect from myself, you know, not only from the athlete side, but from a leadership side, that I feel like I fell short in, and maybe letting some stuff get away that I shouldn't have. And I've learned from that. And so now going forward, things like, I want to make sure that there's a point to always have some type of way for us to like get together. And I think if it's not there, then I have to be the one in my head. I'm like, I want to be the one that steps up and make sure that that's happening, and we can do that, and we can build that camaraderie, in multiple different ways. So things like that I've learned. There's a few others in there. That was just an example of one, that I've learned from the season. And, you know, I got asked after the game, like, you know, how are you feeling? And yeah, it's frustrating. But at the same time, you know, this is life and this is sports, you know? And so for all the fans and everyone, it's super emotional and everything, but it's like, I've gone through bad seasons. I've gone through great seasons. And guess what? Regardless of how the season goes, you're going to come back again next year with the same mindset of trying to get better, of trying to be more consistent, of trying to be a better leader, trying to be a better person. And it never changes. Obviously the emotions are short term and they're in the now, but over the long term of my athlete career, it's really more of the same. And it's always continuing to try to progress towards that horizon that I was telling Billy about. Right, that's out there, but you don't get caught up in the horizon, right? You make sure that you're looking at, you know, how far I've come, and I'm very proud of my career and how far I've been able to continue to progress.
Billy's looking at his grave. I mean, it's sad. It makes me sad. But I am wondering, Austin, because this is such an interesting off season for you. Okay, you're going to be 29 in May. We've talked about your body and how much it hurts, and you're a free agent, so. Can you kind of take us through the decision-making process this offseason? Like, have you already decided I'm coming back, I want to play football still?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing for me as an athlete. I have another opportunity to go and play and make an impact. And as long as I have an impact, I want to keep that opportunity on the table. And, you know, there'll be a time in my life where I walk away from the game. But until that happens, like, my mindset is continue to get ready and make an impact in the football field if I can and if a team wants me. You know, it's my resume over the past 7 years. I continue to build it, you know, whether it's, you know, going through good or bad seasons, you know, still putting stuff on tape. We'll see how this offseason plays out. It's going to be super interesting because there's so much going on in the running back space. So right. We'll see how it plays out.
Well, what's the most important thing to you? Is it staying where you're comfortable, staying at home? Is it money? Is it maximizing money? Is it playing for a Super Bowl contender? What would be the most important thing for Austin?
Well, you have to have some parameters in there, because you can't just say, oh, it's not money and I don't, I'm just going to go play for free, you know, or the minimum or whatever it is. Like, you have to have some sort of, like, you know, pushback as far as the money component, because it affects everyone in the running back market. If you're a stud and you're like, I make a ton of money off the field and I don't care about any money. Well, now you're screwing over everyone else that was like, hey, well, I'm getting compared to you and you're not making is what you should be making. So yeah, the money definitely is a part of it, just for the sake of the business. And then also, I'm obviously going to be 29. I'm going into year 8 next year. So I want to be in a situation where I can make the most impact on a team that's like, yeah, we're getting this thing going. As far as the, like, being on a team that's rebuilding, it's like, I can go out there and make an impact. Absolutely. Is that necessarily where I want to be? I don't know. It depends on the situation. It depends on the situation of, hey, is this like a 1-year deal? Is this a 2-year deal? If it's a 1-year deal, I probably want to be on a team where it's like, hey, we're looking forward. We're moving in the direction that's, hey, we have a chance to go make the playoffs and actually, you know, make a run, which I felt like we were in with the Chargers this year. So who knows what's going to happen? It's crazy. The football is wild. So really, if I just get the opportunity to come back and play on a team that has some upside and has some, you know, bright looking future out there, then, that's where I feel like I would want to be anyway.
Did you see that Lions game? Did you see the call, the missed call? Like, what do you make of the officiating? Should they be held more accountable, the officials?
Ah, man. I mean, we should all be held accountable to our job. But I think the officiating is such an impact on the game that it blows my mind that these guys are not full-time. Like, how are these people not full time?
Yes.
This is a multi-billion dollar industry. And we have people that need to regulate and officiate the actual game that's being played. These people, in my mind, should be just nonstop studying film, going to practices, going to games, right? Like, this is what they do. You do this full time, because look at the impact that it has, right? If it is a questionable call or whatever. And if there's a way that we can actually, right, make it better, which in my mind would be full time, which Pat McAfee was saying it today. You get a sponsor to pay these people full time. Like, imagine, you know, Adidas pays up like all the stripes, and they have big Adidas on every single referee, and they pay them for this sponsorship for the TV and all. Like, it wouldn't be hard. Money's not the option, not the question. It's like, why are we not doing this full time to get? So, like, think of us. We're football players. We're not doing this part time. You know, if we did it part time, the quality would you know, be less than it is. And so same thing with the officiating. We got these guys that, you know, Monday through Friday are out here doing whatever they're doing. Then on Sunday, like, I got to go call a game, you know, like, come on. So I think we can help them out. I think we can help the refs out by giving them more opportunities to continue to be actually, like, committed to this, which I know they are, but, like, let's give them more resources so they can just do this full time, so that we can have a little bit more accountability there. 'Cause you could say, yeah, we got to hold them accountable, but They ain't even doing this full time.
Right.
Well, I mean, they're not poor. These are like lawyers also. This is like their side fun gig. I have a question for you based on a commercial.
Okay, not from all of them are lawyers here, Billy.
They're all members of law firms.
Maybe a couple. I don't know.
What if you guys as players, Austin, were more accountable and you did like that kid in that commercial where you're like, hey, ref, it was out on me, and you go and you correct the official when you make the mistake. Because I feel like if there's anyone in the league that would do that, it might be you. Where you're like, you know, I actually didn't cross the plane there. We're gonna have to take that one off. I know it's gonna cost my charity $1,000. I didn't score.
You're asking competitors to be honest.
Oh my goodness,
we're celebrating Michigan. They cheated their way to the national championship game. I mean.
Like, we're always looking for an edge. So, if it's in, it's in. They said it was in, you know? So, you can't put that in the hands of the athlete. Absolutely not.
Billy, do you have the standings? Austin, the game is called If the Season Ended Today. Okay? Okay. Now, we realize there's another week, but Billy will give you the potential playoff. Well, not potential. The season ended today. So, these are the playoff matchups. And we just want to get your thoughts on the playoff matchups. Is that okay?
Interesting. Okay. Let's hear what you got. Like, you want me to, like, pick a team or what?
Yeah, well, I'll pick a team. Let's do
okay,
it. We'll,
okay,
we'll do it
okay, fair enough. Let's go. Let's try it.
All right, so the Browns are playing the Jaguars in Jacksonville. The season ended today. Who do you like there?
The Browns are incredibly hot with Joe Flacco. This man is just getting it done. And then, obviously, their defense has been stout the entire year, so I'm going to go with the Browns.
Wow. All right. Okay. I'll take the Browns as well. Yes.
If the season ended today, the Dolphins are hosting the Colts.
Ooh. What's going on with Miami?
Everyone's hurt.
It's weird. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
They're getting unhealthy at the wrong time.
I feel that, man. Like, even our team, like our first three receivers are hurt. Starting center's hurt, right? Like, we're on a third string center. Edge rusher's hurt. These guys are hurt. Everyone, like, it's downfall,
man. Not to mention the quarterback.
Oh yeah, Justin's out.
Yeah, a little one.
You know,
yeah,
you know. Yeah. Well, you guys aren't beat up that bad, you know, over Miami. Yeah.
I mean, Mostert's out, Waddle's out. We just lost Chubb. They lost Jalen Phillips. They've got some injuries there. Yeah.
You know, I think Miami squeaks out a win there.
All right, squeaks out over Gardner Minshew. Awesome.
Okay. All right. All right, and the big one in the AFC, the Bills at the Chiefs.
Oh, that one's interesting too because those teams have definitely played at a high level, but have shown some inconsistencies. But I'm
say
thinking
something bad about the Chiefs that you're going to play against this week.
Yeah, well, yeah, we, yeah. Well, if the season's already ended, you know.
Yeah,
that's
not
true.
He's not playing the Bills.
He gets the game.
I'm going with the Bills, though. I think the Bills get it done. I think the Bills get it done over the Chiefs. I think it's going to be a last second, like, field goal. Boom. Bills over Chiefs.
Austin's better at this game than I am.
It's your game.
I love when people use Billy's logic against him. Well, I don't know what you're talking about. The season ended today.
And he loves it. Billy loves it.
Yeah.
This is just the first round, Austin. We won't press you on the next two rounds, okay?
Thanks.
Yeah, we'll do that next week. Don't worry. Yeah. The season ended next week, which it does. But all right. The Eagles are going to Tampa Bay.
The Eagles.
Mm. Wow. Did not even think about it. I'm going to take Baker Mayfield there. How about that?
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Wow. Okay.
All right. The Lions are hosting the Rams.
This is a big one. I mean,
a double revenge game, Austin.
Stafford and Goff.
I know the Rams have been getting it done. Man, the Lions, though, they've been looking so sharp. Oh, I think I have to go with the Lions for the first round. I think they get a first round win.
How would you like playing for Dan Campbell? Hypothetically, how would you like playing for Dan Campbell and someone who is so fixated on his plan of we're going for the win that he had three tries and never decided, you know what, let's just tie this game and take it to overtime. Like, nope, we're going for this win. I don't care how many penalties are called.
I mean, I was with Brandon Staley and we did the same thing, right? We're going for the win. We're going for the win. If we're going for it, we're going for it. It don't matter. It was 4th and 9 out in Kansas City and we went for it. You know, like, so, hey, if your guy believes in your guys and you guys go to get it done, then let's go get it done.
At some point, you got to give your team a chance, though. Like, after that penalty, you should have kicked the extra point. I mean, he would have went for it if they had the ball in the 50. I mean,
we're going for it. That means we're going for it. Don't mean.
All right.
With circumstances, you know, unless something, you know, astronomically bad happens and, you know, there's some crazy, you know, now we're at the 50-yard line. Sure. But I mean,
so it seems like he would like to play for Dan Campbell, but that also comes with living in Detroit, Austin. So.
Yeah. Motor City.
Detroit.
All right. Yeah. One more game, Billy.
All right. The Cowboys will be hosting the Packers.
Ooh, the Packers.
Revenge game for McCarthy, huh?
Packers have been on a streak, though.
Jordan Love's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, they've been doing some good things over there, but I think the Cowboys are just too much right now. Yeah, I think the Cowboys get that win.
Ooh. All right, man. We appreciate you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Appreciate you, boys.
I have exciting news for everyone here. I have the updated standings and rankings of everybody's picks for the entire season.
Really? So you have the updated standings before we get to this week's picks. Is that what you're saying, Billy? This is very exciting. All right.
Headed into the last week of the regular season, I know exactly where everybody on this call stands. And I also have included people who have made picks throughout the season who are not on this call right now. I know where exactly everybody is. Wins, losses, and win percentage for everyone.
I'm already going to have to review every episode now before this even starts, because I know Billy's got something up his f***ing.
You haven't even heard the results, right. And you're already protesting them.
You're already going back and listening to the previous 17 episodes.
If you're in first, are you going to go back and listen to it?
If it's 80%, he said it's 80%.
That's, can I tell you something? That is exactly what motivated me, Carl, to go through week by week. Because when he said,
I'm going to get an 80%,
no way in the world.
I didn't know that. The last 6 weeks, I'm around 75%.
Oh, bullshit. Bullshit. I call
Don Anthony, the $1 million man.
Juju Gotti has entered the Zoom. Hello, Juju.
Hey, Juju.
Brothers, happy new year, my brothers. Thank you for having me, family.
Just read your records, Billy, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, fuck. He is in such a bad mood right now, Billy. He thinks you got it in for him, man.
Billy's always got it in for me.
K-Funk may be first, but in no way he's at 80%.
I know I'm not at 80%, Carl. Agreed. Obviously, I'm not at 80%.
He's also not in first.
Okay, right. There you go.
Also not at 75% the last 5 weeks. I mean, none of it's true.
There you go.
If you're going to say someone's in first that made 1 week of picks, then you're full of shit, because that's not how it works, dude.
K-Funk.
I'm talking about me, Gordy, Share Bear, and Carl, the people that are on every week.
Yeah. No.
If you don't think I'm in first, then you are smoking crack.
K-Funk, the rules are, and the rules have always
not.
Been.
No, it's not.
What are you talking about? Brandon Seiler made picks. I mean,
yeah.
We did this last year. It's like you have to qualify for the playoffs. You have to have enough.
I agree. You gotta have a threshold, man.
You can't get pitching one game. Come on.
2 weeks.
Calm down. 2 weeks.
Everyone calm down. Carl, what you're doing is excluding Juju from the standings. I mean.
Yeah.
I like Juju.
I love Juju.
I qualified. Whatever Juju is, that's the floor.
next season, Juju can come on every week.
Look at Billy.
All right, hold on, Everett. We got to regroup. Billy is holding the papers over his face. Chaos is happening right now. Billy is an agent of chaos. He loves chaos. Yet he's uncomfortable with his chaos. So.
No, it's just you're getting too excited, K-Funk, and you're screaming louder than Zoom can record. So you're going out. While you're yelling, you just got to try to keep your composure a little bit. All right. So, in first place is with a 900 win percentage.
You're going first, huh?
Oh, you want me to go from the bottom? We'll start at the bottom. In last place with a 200 win percentage is Little Share Bear. In second to last place was Dojo, which is your son, K-Funk, who has a 400 win percentage.
That's fine. He'll eat it.
Two and three. Right. Then we have Jason in third to last place, who was 450. Then at 500, we have a three-way tie at 500. We have Mojo, which was picked by Mike Ye in the first week of the season. We have Brandon Seiler, who was 500. Wow. And we also have Dan Bonato, who was 1-1 in his two picks that he made.
That's right, Dan.
Yeah, Dan Bonato is in there at 500.
Forgot about Dan. Yeah. Nothing has made Gord happier than hearing Dan.
I love my employees. Shout out to D. Bonato, running back at Maryland.
Where's the Uber driver?
Well, we'll get there.
Hey,
Uber. Slow down.
Then we're going to move up in the rankings. Then we have Gordy, who's making an appearance at a 515 win percentage.
Not bad, Gord.
Just ahead
That's
of Gordy
plus money.
Is Share Bear at a 522 win percentage.
Nice, Share Bear.
Okay.
Then we have Carl at a 538 win percentage.
Yes. Okay. Don't say you sounded shocked when you said that.
Good work, Carl. Yeah, I am.
Which, by the way, I'd just like to point out, of all of our regulars, I believe this is the first season all of our regulars have a winning percentage, which is great.
Yeah. Excellent.
Good. Yeah.
After Carl, we have Two Chains with a 600 win percentage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he went 3-2 the one week that he was on. And we have four people remaining. The next person in fourth place in win percentage is K-Funk at a 614 win percentage, which is very impressive.
Pretty impressive. I got to tell you. Yes.
61% for the season isn't bad.
No, Carl, we're giving K-Funk shit, but I got to tell you, that's really good. He's had a good 2-year run here.
That's good.
Yep.
Almost on the medal stand there, K-Funk. Yes. 614, but fourth place.
Outside looking in now.
He gets the pewter medal.
Yeah, right.
In third place, we have Juju with a 700 win percentage.
Wow.
K-Funk's finding a way right now.
For two appearances, that is good, Juju.
What's the raw number?
Juju's record is 13-5-2, which is not anything to sneeze at there. It's like 20
games. How many games have we picked? Like, what's our game?
Yeah, right.
So K-Funk have picked 70 games. You are 40, 24, and 6.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Carl, we rest our case, Carl.
So fourth place. Carl, you are 33-28-5.
Okay. Good job, Carl.
All right. Yeah. There is no case to rest, K-Funk. Carl's already allowed Juju in.
Like you're in fourth place.
He's not allowed in for the annual. No, he's not. You gotta hit a certain amount of games.
You know, there's no prize, K-Funk. You're not gonna win anything here.
Juju.
Congrats, Juju.
No, listen, I think last year, Carl, you were like in the 30s, so I give you props, bro.
I've never been over 500. My first year over 500. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. You're killing it, boy. You're killing it.
I will say this, K-Funk. You do have to watch out because we have a couple weeks to go here. I assume we're going to still make picks in the playoffs. And
yes,
we will.
Unless 2 Chainz comes back on, he's locked in at 600. And you can go below 600 in the win percentage and drop down to fifth place. So
you should stop picking games, K-Funk.
Just be careful.
Right.
Well, you can't. You can stop picking games. However, you won't catch up to Juju, who's 700 win percentage. Damn. And there's still two people ahead of Juju. Michael, the Uber driver, has an 800 win percentage.
Bravo, Michael.
Yep. Here's the thing about Michael. Michael also is one of two people who's undefeated, but he has two ties. That's why he's at 800, but he has never lost. He was 3-0-2. Yeah. And in first place, we have Captain Lee from Below Deck, who was 4-0-1, undefeated, but has the one tie. So, K-Funk, you're fourth at the moment.
Just for comparison, Sherbear was 5-0 his first week. So if we would have just gone with 1 week, Sherbear would be in first place. So
Sherbear was actually 0-4-1 his first week. Yeah.
0-4-1, yes.
0-4-1, yes.
Who was 5-0? Someone was 5-0 their first week. Was it Gordy?
Sherbear, no one was 5-0 their first week. The third or fourth week that Sherbear made picks, he was 5.5-0, and he got that extra half because he made sure to go with the money line and not the odds. So we gave him that half.
So let's start with the Texans at Colts. The Colts are +1.5 at home. This is a big game. I believe the winner gets in to the playoffs. But Billy, explain what's going on with Texans-Colts.
If either of these teams win, they're in. So both of these teams need to win this game. And then if they lose, there's still ways that they can get in if other teams win or lose.
These teams are playing their starters. These teams both need to win. That's the point. So let's go to Juju first here. We'll go Juju Texans because Mikey A can't wait.
Hold on. I need a pen. Go ahead. What do we got, Juju? Who we got, Juju?
I turned up D.
All right. Juju Texans at Colts. Colts +1.5. What are you taking here?
I'll go with C.J. Stroud, Noah Brown, and them boys. Get well soon, Tank Dell. I see you. Texans in the playoffs, baby.
All right.
I like that. Thank you, Juju.
It was great. Mikey, I don't know if you saw this, but Colin Cowherd already had the Texans locked into the playoffs, and Tank Dell is the big reason as to why they're going to advance far. The Texans are not locked in, and Tank Dell is out for the season.
Right.
Blazing five. Take a lighter to your money and light it up. Let's go to Carl Douglas. Carl, who are you taking in this game? Texans at Colts +1.5.
I got to think if they got to win –
and they're at home, and you're giving me points, I'm going to take the Colts and the points.
Wow. All right. K-Funk, are you taking here?
To me, it's coming down to these quarterbacks, and I cannot take Minshew over Stroud. And, you know, the disrespect of that line a little bit, the spread, the line I'm talking about, I got to take Houston here.
Okay. Gord, who you taking?
You know, Max Crosby had some serious smack talk to Minshew, called him a little boy last week. And I think Minshew's taking that personally. And he's going to get the W this week. So I'm going with the Colts.
Cherbert, who you taking?
Kind of back my boy Gordy up here. Both of him and I are on a nice sober living for the last 3 days. So I think we're seeing the same thing. Also, Gardner Minshew, you know, he's got a place here in Naples, Fort Myers. And I like pickleball. So I'm taking the Colts. And I'm taking money line. I want another half a point.
Let's go to the next game here. Vikings at Lions. Billy, do you want to explain the consequences of this game? I believe the Lions are still playing for seeding. The Vikings are still trying to get in, right?
If the Lions win, they will be the number two seed if the Eagles and Cowboys both lose. So that's why this game is important to the Lions. Now, the Vikings need to win, and they need some losses from other teams, Packers, Seahawks, etc., for them to get in. So that's okay. Where they're at.
All right, so let's go to Cherbert first here. Lions -3.5 at home taking on the Vikings.
I'm going to stick with my U.S. Bank, Minnesota. It's cold up there, yes. Even though it's away. I'm going to go Minnesota.
All right, let's go to Carl here. Carl, who are you taking? Lions -3.5 at home, taking on the Vikings.
I don't know who the Vikings quarterback is going to be. I'm going with the Lions, and I'll give up the points.
Let's go to K-Funk. K-Funk, who are you taking?
I don't like that half a point, but the Lions got it really handed to them by the refs last week at home. I'm going to take the Lions here.
Okay. Gord, who you taking here? Lions -3.5. Take it on the Vikings.
Got to go Detroit at home.
Okay. I have a feeling Juju's going the same way. Juju, who you taking here?
Whoa. Juju's picking. Hold on. Go ahead.
Yep.
Hey, Mike, you're going to get me hurt by K-Funks. Please.
There's only two people we pull out the pen for, Juju. It's you and the Uber driver. That's it.
Or the captain.
I believe in Nick Mullins more than I believe in the other quarterback. He's a
wow. Man.
But at the same time, the way the Lions lost last week, they got something to beat the Lions 100%.
All right, we move on to the Falcons at the Saints. The Saints need to win. Falcons, both teams need to win, right, Billy?
The Falcons will clinch the NFC title if they win, plus a Tampa Bay loss at Carolina. The Saints could win the NFC South, and they could also clinch a regular playoff berth, but they need to. Worst case is the Saints have to at least tie. They can't make the playoffs with a loss.
Okay, so Saints are -3.5. They're at home. They're taking on the Falcons. Let's go to Carl first. Carl, who are you taking?
Again, I look at the quarterbacks. The Saints have a better quarterback this week. They played well last week. I'll go with the Saints, give up the points at home.
Okay, K-Fog?
Once again, like the last one, these halves, I don't like this half, yeah. But I gotta take the Saints at home here.
Okay, Juju, who you taking here?
Lizard, peace up, A-Town down, returns, man. Like, they had a bad one last week in Chicago, and I got the faith in the Falcons. They already showed me what they need to show me, which is they are losers. Whenever I think they're going to win, they're going to lose. So I think they're going to lose this week, so I'm picking them to win.
All right. Mikey, you write that down? Good. Okay. Gord, who are you taking here? Saints 3.5, taking on the Falcons.
I think it's going to be a tough division game for potentially first place, so it's going to be tight. I'm going to go ATL.
Okay. And Cherbert, who are you taking?
It's tough to get out of New Orleans alive.
It is. You're right.
Literally.
My dad got arrested.
In the stadium, you know.
Who did?
It's a tough place. I'm going to
Whoa, 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 whoa. Papa Gronk got arrested in New Orleans?
Yeah, he got in a fight. He knocked someone out.
Oh.
Ooh. Of course he did.
Recently?
No, it was a while ago. I haven't really told the story yet. I was with him. Yeah, we both got into it. It was pretty aggressive.
Right. It seems like a story you don't want to tell, Gore, which I understand. Yeah, you know?
I don't really want to, but I had to bring it up because Cherbert had a really good point. It's tough to get out of there alive.
Yeah.
You would have if not for dad, right?
Yeah, I got split open too, right across my eye. Okay. It was
a whole family affair. A whole family affair there,
yeah.
Huh?
Wow. Yeah, there's a lot of haymakers.
All right, Cherbert, we interrupted you with a fight story. Who are you taking here?
Are we the Saints?
Okay, good. Okay. Hard to get out of New Orleans alive, of course. Let's go. Is it Seattle at Arizona? I think Seattle needs this to get in. So Seattle is plus the Cardinals, excuse me, are plus 2.5 at home taking on the Seahawks. Billy, are there any implications they need to know?
Yeah, so the Seattle Seahawks will get a playoff berth if they win plus a Green Bay loss or tie versus the Bears, or if they tie the game plus the Packers lose plus the Bucks lose, or if they tie the game plus the Packers lose plus the Saints lose or tie versus the Falcons. And the Cardinals are terrible. They have no implications. They have nothing right to play for.
Just beat the Eagles though last week. But anyway, doesn't matter. Seattle has something to play for. Arizona does not. They have not. That's a larger point. Yes. All right. So I'm going to
Seattle. Geno.
Well, Geno was quarterback last week.
Yeah, he should be playing.
So Geno's back. All right.
Yeah. All right. K-Funk, who are you taking here?
I'm going to take the Cardinals here.
Okay. Be weird if you aren't being honest. I mean,
this spread, to me, the spread makes no sense. Seattle should be favored by a touchdown. Not, what is it? Three? I mean,
It's 2.5 Cardinals plus 2.5.
Yeah. That's even more disrespectful. Give me the Cardinals.
Okay. Let's go to Gord. Gord, who you taking here?
Honestly, I was just thinking the same thing K-Funk was. I just don't know how that spreads 2.5, especially a team that really has nothing to play for and a team. I don't know. I feel like this is a trick question.
Gord, I'm telling you right now, it's based on the Eagles. It's based on the Cardinals beating the Eagles in Philadelphia last week. I mean, that's why.
I got to go with Seattle. If it was three, it might be different. I think they got to win by at least three. I'm going to take it.
Okay. Carl Douglas, who you taking here?
It's going to be tough, man, because Seattle might know by the time their game starts what their position is, because the East Coast games will have been played.
Yep.
So it's really dicey. They may know by that point that they're out and they'll discourage them. But I got to take the Seahawks. I think that point spread is too low. I'm taking the Seahawks.
Okay. Cher Bear, who are you taking here?
I've ridden on the Space Needle all year long, but I've been reading some reviews yesterday, and the customer service has not been where it needs to be, it seems. And people aren't liking the food. And I'm going to go against the Seattle. I mean, I've been reading some reviews on Amazon and Google, so I'm going to go with the Cardinals.
Wow.
I
mean, shocking. Yeah. Never pick against the Space Needle, Share Bear.
You really went against the Space Needle?
Reviews.
Yes.
Did.
The lines are too long. The lines are too long lately.
Now all right, Juju, who you taking? Mikey, get your pet out.
Yeah, just simply because K-Funk took the Cardinals, I'm taking the Seahawks. Space Needle all the way. You got to know. I think last week was the Cardinals Super Bowl. They beat the Eagles. They finna have a hell of a bounce back week, and they're going to lose by 13 points.
All
right. Wow. Don't listen to any 600 win percentages. You stay up at the 700s.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Billy. Exactly right. Yeah.
I want to change my pick. I got to creep up on K-Funk. I'm going to change my pick and go with Juju.
Okay, Mark. Perfect.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah, it's winning time, Cher Bear.
That's smart. Go with Juju.
We're going after you, K-Buck. We're going after you.
So everyone has Seattle except me.
All right. We're going after you.
Yep.
Yep. The captain has him. He has the Cardinals plus 17 at home.
As his own line, right?
I like this guy. I like the captain.
Oh, he's great. I wish he would join us every week. He's busy. Bills and Dolphins. This is the big game. Means a lot to Billy. Means a lot to Billy. Okay. He's a big Dolphin fan. Dolphins struggling. They're banged up. Bills getting hot at the right time. Bills at Dolphins Sunday night. Dolphins are plus 3 at home. Some disrespect being thrown the Dolphins way. Let's go to Carl Douglas first. Carl, who are you taking here?
I think the Dolphins are reeling. They're hurt. And Tyreek is going to be worried about his house. I'm going with the Bills and giving up the points. Sorry, Billy.
Okay.
It's okay, Carl.
Gord, who you taking here? Bills at Dolphins. Dolphins plus 3 at home.
I hate going against home division, but I want my home team to win. So I'm rooting for the home team.
Okay. Let's go to K-Funk. K-Funk, who you taking here? Bills at Dolphins.
I'm gonna go last here as a lifelong Dolphins fan. Okay. I need a couple more seconds here.
That's fine. That's not how this works. Wait,
I'll
a minute.
Let him go last. No, I'll let him go last.
I went first.
No, that's fair. That's fair. That's fair.
Doesn't matter. Let's get to Juju.
All right. Let's get to Cher Bear first. Cher Bear, go ahead.
Okay, yeah.
would like to go Buffalo, my boys Gordy, and the family. But I'm thinking selfishly here. I need a big night out in Miami, and I don't want their season to end just yet. I'm going to be there that following weekend on the 12th, and I wouldn't mind being there for some playoff weekend. So let's go Dolphins.
All right.
They still still going to be in the playoffs.
They're still
going
to play. Yeah. Lose, it might not be in Miami.
Yeah. Regardless, yeah, they'll be in there. Don't worry.
Yeah, but Sherbert's saying if they lose, he's going to be in Miami. If they lose, the game might be on the road. I think
I got you.
Juju, it's your decision. You want to go first? You want K-Funk to go first?
I will go first because K-Funk finna pick them raggedy-ass Dolphins, and I'm going nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Boom.
I will be in the Bills. I'm scared as hell. I admit this is a scary game, but I'm going to have faith in my Buffalo Bills.
Juju will be there in person, everyone. Are you excited for him?
All right, Casey.
Is he going to wear Buffalo Bills gear?
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
I'll go in the Satan's den with one on.
I love you, Juju. Let's go to K-Funk. K-Funk, are you taking?
I told Billy who I was taking last night, so I was just kind of getting a little drama going here.
Dolphins.
As a Dolphins fan my whole life, the Bills always own us. I'm a big Josh Allen fan. He's been balling lately. I'm taking the Bills here. Billy, I told you that last night, didn't I? Dolphins are going to lose, I think. But yeah. I said, I hope we don't. But I just, the Bills have our number, man. And that spread is so disrespectful. Like, come on.
Juju,
Vegas,
you want to switch?
Vegas usually knows what's up. You can switch, Juju, if you want.
Only other time K-Funk went against his Dolphins won big. So I'm scared, man.
That's also why I do it, because I gamble real money, not just this little shit here. So if I lose,
this is not little.
That's probably why you're sitting at 600 and not 700.
Exactly. All right, Juju, are you staying with Buffalo?
I stay with Buffalo.
All right, gentlemen, this was it was a lot of fun today, Sherbert. It seems like you're getting ready to play pickleball. Is that fair?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Carl, you want to promote that wonderful law firm on the way out?
Douglas Hicks Law in Los Angeles.
Gord, anything to promote on the way out here?
You know what? We got a cool new two cool new products that Rob and I are actually getting next week. We have our cold plunges with ozonators, so there's no chemicals to put in your water for our new cold plunge, the barrel or the rectangular chiller. And then we have our new saunas, outdoor saunas. So pretty excited about our Gronk Fitness chillers, saunas, and cold plunges. So if you need one, hit me up. I'll always take my boy.
So we'll take one of each on the show, and then we'll promote it every week.
Perfect. Where do I send it?
Sounds great. Send them all to me.
Sherbert, anything you want to promote on the way out here?
No, I'm good. Next week, that would be Miami. So I hope you've warned everybody. I'm going to be there. So, Billy, we're going to have some fun. And I'm going to hand deliver you that paddle.
Well, how do we
at the Miami Marine Stadium?
I was just going to ask, how do people go to pickle games, Sherbert?
It's at the Miami Marine Stadium. You can register online, picklegames.com, but it's right there, same place they had the Post Malone concert. It's going to be a festival.
We will talk to you guys next week. Playoff time, okay? There's plenty of weeks left here. We still have the playoffs and perhaps a few tricks up our sleeve. Perhaps the Super Bowl will be worth 10 games. We don't know. We'll find out.
We're not doing our bonus college national championship game this year, or what?
Oh, you want to do that? Sure.
You want to do it quickly? All right, go ahead. Yep, okay. It's Washington plus 4.5. They're taking on Michigan. So that's a good call by you. Let's count this as 2. You want to do that?
Yes.
This is God bless football, right? This is football.
Yes. All right. So it counts as 2 games. You lose, you get 2 losses. You win, you get 2 wins, okay? So Washington plus 4.5 taking on Michigan Monday night. Let's go to Carl first. Carl, go.
Michigan defense has never seen a quarterback throw the ball like Penix. I'm taking Washington and taking the point.
Okay. Yeah, Penix is incredible. Sherbert, who you taking national championship game?
I mean, come on, baby. Washington. I'm going to go back with a space needle.
No. He went with it. He went back
okay,
to
my
it.
Bad. My bad. My bad. My bad. Okay.
Go with it. Let's go.
All right. You're taking Washington. Juju, who you taking? No. I'm not doing that. Gord, who you taking?
Taking the points. Washington down the board right now. Let's go. Penix is nice. Yeah. That offense is nice.
I like it. K-Funk, who you taking?
Well, now I really hate my pick, but I got to stick with my boy from Tampa. My boy Penix here from Tampa went to high school here. I'm going to take the 4.5. I think, Michigan might win by 3, but 4.5. I don't know. I'm gonna
four stick and a lot.
Okay. Yeah, 4.5's a lot, man. We're gonna keep doubting Washington right up until they're holding the national championship trophy. Let's go to Juju. Juju, who you taking?
Yeah, man, I'm gonna take my boy from Tampa, man. Michigan might win by 3 points, but I think Washington gonna end up doing it, man.
All right, man. Everyone likes Washington. It's great.
Yeah.
All right, boys. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week as we get ready for the playoffs here.
God bless football.
God bless football.
God bless football, guys.
A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. In fact, you know what? Here's another thing that hasn't changed. It's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate since 1975, and we still haven't settled it. You know, Miller Lite solves so many problems. I'm not a thinking man. I don't want to think. I want to just find a beer that has undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. One that's less filling? One that still has this incredible taste? How can I do this? Oh, I'll just have a Miller Lite. You know why? Because Miller Lite keeps it simple. It's undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. Exactly what I'm looking for. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/GBF. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Lite Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories. Cows and carbs and premium regular beer.